there's been a lot of turnover in the districts, both on the boards and within the executive director offices. And by and large, our relationship and agriculture's relationship with those boards is good. There's always room for improvement, but I have found that they have been accessible and have a better understanding of agriculture's long-term needs than they have in a long time. And a lot of that's been an ongoing education process that the industry, the growers, the associations have taken on, and it's paying its dividends. It's important that growers, through their associations, pay close attention to the activities of the district, because that's really where the rubber meets the road in terms of consumptive use permits and having access to the water that we need to stay in business. It's important that we continue to identify individuals who have an interest in being a part of those boards, and it's tough duty. You know, it's a voluntary position that takes up an awful lot of time, requires a lot of reading up on pretty highly technical issues so that you don't let staff drive the agenda. We need good board members who understand the issues and are willing to put in the time and the effort to be good board members. And so as those seats come open, it's important that we have qualified people who are willing to dedicate so much of their life to that, because it's a pretty thankless position, but it's so important to the future of Florida, not just the future of Florida agriculture.